This morning on WCHL, early voting gets underway this week, and pollsters say the outcome is still highly uncertain since Americans don't seem to like any of the available options.
Who did I develop a less negative opinion of from this nonstop torrent of negative ads? Because there's nothing positive to vote on.
Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Brian Walker says local businesses have been targeted by a phone scammer claiming to be a representative of Duke Power.
The person calls the business and tells whoever answers the phone they're late on payment, and unless they immediately make a payment, the power will be turned off.
And plans for the Southern Branch Library in Carver are moving right along, a projected opening in early 2017. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver traffic and weather together, and a WCHL Championship Sports, a victory to celebrate for Carolina over the weekend, and
believe it or not, Carolina can still win the ACC Coastal Division.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 42 degrees in Chapel Hill, 41 this morning in Carborough. Partly sunny today, high today in the upper 60s. Nice fall-like weather all week long. Chapel Hill police say a local businesswoman thwarted a potential phone scam last week, but others haven't been so lucky. And the phone calls keep coming. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Brian Walker says local businesses have been the target of a recent phone scam.
Businesses are receiving a telephone call from someone that purports to be from Duke Energy. The way the scam works, the person calls the business and tells whoever answers the phone that they're late on payments and that unless they immediately make a payment, the power will be turned off.
The scammers threaten to cut off electricity within the hour and demand the victims purchase a prepaid money card to transfer payment. Walker says this makes the transaction hard to track once the victim realizes it's a scam. The high-pressure tactics have proven successful, and they've cost some victims hundreds of dollars. In at least one case, the scammers accepted a fraudulent payment, then turned around and asked for more.
Once the person paid $400, they were immediately told, well, we didn't tell you about these other fees, you owe us another $300. So if they get one amount of money out of you, they may try to get more immediately.
Recently, a business owner on Elliott Road got one of these calls. She listened to the scammer's pitch, but hung up and called Duke Energy for confirmation. Walker says if you have doubts, it's important to hang up and call the utility directly to make sure you're talking to a real Duke Energy representative.
The scammers have gotten to the point where they're a little more sophisticated, and they may actually say, if you ask, may I call you back, they may say, absolutely, here's the number, and give you a number that allows them to be ready for your call.
According to Duke Energy's website, customers who are behind on payment will receive multiple notices of delinquency over the course of several weeks, never just a single phone call. The power company has set up a webpage describing some of the recent phone scams and offering tips to thwart them. If you've received any suspicious phone calls, you should alert local law enforcement and Duke Energy. You can find out more on this at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Don't fall for that phone scam. If you are behind on your payments, you'll get lots of notice. You won't get just one phone call, as Elizabeth said. Chapel Hill Town Council wants your input on a plan to incentivize affordable housing in the Ephesus Fordham Development District. At tonight's public hearing, expected to be well attended, the council will take public comment on the rezoning of four parcels of land south of Elliott Road. When council members rezoned the larger Ephesus Fordham District last year, they voted to set aside this land while town staffers crafted a plan to encourage developers to build affordable housing. Under the new zoning proposal, buildings of up to two stories would be automatically allowed, but developers could go as high as five stories if 10% of the housing in the project was designated affordable. The council will also offer preliminary feedback at a plan to build a four-story hotel with underground parking on West Rosemary Street downtown between Church Street and Pritchard Avenue. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Chapel Hill Town Hall. Plans for the Southern Branch Library in Carrboro are moving along with a projected opening in early 2017. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
We're really tremendously excited about this.
That's Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle speaking on behalf of her town government about seeing a timeline for the planned Southern Branch Library location. Lavelle and members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen met with the Orange County Board of Commissioners Thursday for a joint meeting in Chapel Hill, which began with a discussion of the project. Back in May, the Board of County Commissioners authorized staff to negotiate with Chapel Hill developer Main Street Partners about the Southern Branch Library to be located next to the 300 Main Street project in Carrboro. Now the board will consider a letter of intent agreement with the developer regarding the property on Tuesday. The non-binding agreement sets the groundwork for a contract negotiation. If that goes on schedule, the project moves into the pre-development phase with the town of Carrboro. That's projected to take 8 months. Jeff Thompson, director of asset management services for Orange County, told Carrboro town leaders on Thursday that if that works out,
we will move into actual construction document preparation. And as you can see on your timeline, an opening targeted for April of 2017.
The process moving forward includes closing two current locations at McDougal Middle School and the Cybrary at Century Center and transferring operations, services, and staff. According to the projected timeline, the guaranteed maximum price is set to be agreed upon in November of 2016. Over the past decade, the county and the town of Carrboro have worked together to provide library services to Carrboro residents, with Orange footing most of the bill. On Thursday, Commissioner Earl McKee thanked the town of Carrboro for its annual contributions, valued at $30,000.
What doesn't get mentioned very often is that Carrboro contributes a significant amount of money and also non-monetary contributions toward the Cybrary and the current McDougal Library, and it's appreciated, and I would hope that we could continue to collaborate in this fashion.
The Board of Commissioners will take up the matter at its Tuesday meeting at 7 p.m. at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm told that it's a well-known fact that when it comes to the dating scene, you don't really have to be attractive. You just have to be more attractive than the competition. That certainly could apply to politics these days. As it turns out, that's a measurable biological phenomenon. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
If males view images of really attractive faces, they find a face of average attractiveness less attractive than if they first viewed images of unattractive faces.
That's Susan Lyons, a PhD candidate in biology at UNC. What she's describing is called the contrast effect, and it's not just true for humans. Working with her advisor, biology professor Keith Sockman, Lyons has discovered a similar contrast effect in sparrows. Humans attract each other physically, for the most part, but songbirds like sparrows attract their mates with the quality of their songs, specifically a characteristic known as trill performance.
Trill performance is this measurement of how quickly the syllables of a trill can be produced.
Lyons says sparrows likely react to trill performance because it's an indication of a bird's skill or vigor. Female birds are more attracted to males with higher quality songs. But the operative word there is higher quality, because as Sockman discovered, the level of trill performance can vary from year to year. Some years the males will sing extremely well, and other years the pickings are slim.
This would suggest that females in some years, for example, when the song performance levels are low, might not find a mate unless they could adjust the criteria that they use for deciding the song's good enough.
And so Lyons began an experiment to determine, will female sparrows react differently to the same song based solely on the quality of the other songs they hear?
We exposed females to 1 week of either more attractive songs or less attractive songs. And then at the end of the week, we asked the females to assess their attractiveness for a novel song that was of intermediate trill performance.
And as it turns out, Lyons says, the difference makes a difference.
Females that were previously exposed to the low-performance, unattractive songs were more attracted to this intermediate song.
Lyons and Sockman have just published that discovery in the October 15th issue of the journal Biology Letters. It'll also be the first chapter in Lyons' dissertation. They say it's not an unexpected finding, especially given what Sockman observed before, but it is the first time the contrast effect has ever been observed in a performance-based sexual signal. All of which is to say, in the world of sparrows, just as in the world of humans, it's often important to have a wingman. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like everybody left the house at the same time. We're starting to see delays on 40 eastbound. Expect to slow down as you approach 751 now all the way through Highway 55 as you head into RTP. Northbound Durham Freeway, you can also expect those brake lights from 40 all the way through Ellis Road. Southbound now slow as well through downtown Durham all the way into RTP. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you're doing it safely.
Everybody left the house at the same time, huh?
Basically, yeah. It's what's why they call it rush hour.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Everybody's rushing out together. So, hey, listen, thanks a lot.
Sure.
We'll talk to you again just a little while here. Nikki Morse, everybody. And it is time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. First, this word for the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast, partly sunny, high today about 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, and then even more clouds after midnight. A chance of light rain in the form of sprinkles. Not as cool tonight, low tonight in the upper 40s, just about 5 degrees warmer than it is right now. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 70s. If there's any question that it's fall, well, all you got to do is walk outside this morning and you can tell fall has fallen.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL news time is 8:15. U.S. Senator Kay Hagan has been disciplined in keeping her North Carolina re-election campaign about what she calls her own moderate record and the wrong path that Republican challenger Tom Tillis took the state as state House Speaker. Hagan's betting on it as a winning strategy to earn another 6 years on Capitol Hill on Election Day. Outside political consultants considered Hagan extremely vulnerable for defeat, but she's managed to hold her own and was considered the race leader entering this fall and is just a few points ahead right now. If you listen to the polls, political scientist Michael Bitzer at Catawba College says she's benefited from the disapproval of the North Carolina General Assembly and Tillis's association with it. Undecided voters interviewed say they're still having trouble with Hagan's connection to President Barack Obama and Washington gridlock in making a choice. You know, early voting gets underway this week. Election Day is just a little more than 2 weeks away, but pollsters say the outcome is still highly uncertain, largely because Americans don't seem to like any of the available options. Tom Jensen is director of public policy polling, a national polling firm based in Raleigh. He spoke last week with WCHL's Aaron Keck.
Are you ready for this election to be done?
Yeah, I mean, right now we truly have about 25 polls running every night. Mm. So that is a lot, and we will be glad when it's over.
And just in general, as someone who follows the election, and I know we've talked about this before, and you've been following it closer than anybody else, this is not just a drawn-out election, but also it's been a very negative one as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, one thing we were talking about in the office this week is the 2012 election had so many things about it that were funny. I mean, they might have been stupid, but over the course of the campaign, you had fights about Big Bird and fights about Etch-a-Sketches and that kind of thing. And this campaign has really been sort of utterly humorless.
We did have a fan this week in Florida,
yes,
so there was that.
Yes, the fan was the best thing to happen yet this campaign, and we really could have used something like that in North Carolina at some point. But it has, it's been an election. And another thing that, you know, as we start reflecting near the end, I want to talk about what issues the 2014 election were about in this country. It's hard to really say. It hasn't really been, it has not been about any sort of grand vision for America. It's really just been, you know, people sniping at each other. And
it's all about tearing down your opponent these days. And we have much more of that interview on our website at chapelboro.com. Tom Jensen, public policy polling director, speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. And again, go to chapelboro.com for all the details. Now let's turn to WCHL Championship Sports. And faced with a deficit and little time remaining on the clock, the UNC offense came up big on Saturday night, snapping a 5-game losing streak to Georgia Tech and a 4-game losing streak this season. Tar Heels now 3-4. Just an outstanding game from UNC quarterback Marquise Williams, who showed a lot of poise under pressure. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Despite the torrid pace of the UNC offense, there was an overlaying sense of calm about the Tar Heels as Williams directed the game-winning drive that ended with a TJ Logan touchdown dive. UNC head coach Larry Fedora says the team works through the two-minute drill every week. It showed against the Yellow Jackets.
I said, as he was going out, I said, we had, 307, 3 minutes. He said, we do this every week. It's no big deal. And he's right. I mean, we work 2 minute every week and been doing that since the first day that we got here. And he's comfortable with it. I mean, if you look at our guys in a 2 minute situation, they're not helter skelter. They're just because we go at that pace all the time. So it's just very, very calm for them.
At times Saturday night, Williams's play was beautiful to watch. The junior leader completed 38 of his 47 passes, totaled 390 yards, and threw 4 touchdowns. During one stretch in the second half, Williams completed 14 consecutive pass attempts, just 1 shy of the school record. With 3:07 remaining on the Keenan Stadium clock, Williams thrived. He says his only thoughts concerned moving the chains.
This is where the best quarterbacks perform. Under pressure, you're down, and nobody expected you to get anything. And I felt like we had 3 timeouts, 3:07, just move the ball down, don't force anything, check the ball down. As you see, I checked the ball down maybe 3 or 4 times, and I knew I just had to move it down, just keep moving the chains. I know we just needed 3 to win, and we found a way just to keep executing on the offensive side of football.
Williams has always been known for his explosive dual-threat ability, but the way Coach Fedora was talking about his quarterback following the win over Georgia Tech, it's his role as a game manager that made the difference.
He really did a nice job of checking the ball down. I thought there were times, he didn't push the ball into any coverages that he shouldn't have. He just checked it down when he should. And, he did a heck of a job tonight, really. The way he ran the ball, as always, and then the way he threw it tonight.
Williams is none short on confidence. He's made his fair share of mistakes in his Carolina career that began when Bryn Renner went down to injury last season. But Williams says he draws inspiration from a couple NFL greats.
Like I say, that's where the greatest perform. You look at Peyton Manning, they do a two-minute drive, and Tom Brady do a two-minute drive, and hey, I want to be something like that one day in my life, And I felt like, hey, why can't I do it? I look back and times I turn the ball over in certain situations and stuff like this, but hey, I got the opportunity to come back and redeem myself and do what I need to do.
Marquise, you are well on your way, buddy. That was a great game you played on Saturday night. It is 8:21 at WCHL. Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina joins us now. And Greg, if you wanted to see some defense on Saturday night, I guess you probably left Keenan Stadium frustrated, but I don't think many people were frustrated unless they were Georgia Tech fans.
Yeah, that's what Larry Fedora talks about all the time. We can pinpoint certain stats that some people like, some people don't. But the one that matters more than anything is the scoreboard and who wins and who loses. And as long as North Carolina is able to eke out some wins like this, while there will be concerns, everybody ultimately ends up happy.
Well, so much has happened at quarterback for Carolina this season. And, we had a controversy about, who was going to win the starting job and all that kind of business. And Marquise actually went out for one play in this game against Georgia Tech. And I said, uh-oh. And Mitch Trubisky came in for one play, and then Marquise came right back in. But Marquise played a heck of a game.
Yeah, and that's 2 games in a row where he has played the entire game. They seem to have scrapped that rotation. He's had over 900 yards of total offense the last 2 games. He improved upon the Notre Dame game with how he played on Saturday, especially that last drive. We've seen him make plays before, but he came out cool and calm, collected, methodically led his team down the field, and ended up having a pretty easy three-yard touchdown run. We know about their field goal woes. So to be able to score a touchdown, not even leave it up to the field goal team, kind of speaks to the evolution that he's had just recently.
Well, Greg, it's become a matter of outscoring the opponents, and Tar Heels can certainly put a lot of points on the board. They've proven that. But, how does this – I know that Georgia Tech presents some special problems or challenges because of the triple option offense that nobody else ever plays, but how does this defense get better as we move on toward the final stages of the season here?
That's a great question, Ron. And if you looked at last year, the big reason North Carolina had that turnaround was because of defense. Mm-hmm. They really improved over the last half. And the reason why, primarily, is that Kareem Martin really stepped up and made opposing teams
double team him a lot, which opened up the windows for other guys to attack and make some plays. Who is going to be that player, especially up front, that forces other teams to account for him with at least two people? That's going to be the key, I think. This defense does not improve from here to the end of the season, it's going to be really hard for North Carolina to get back to a bowl game. So somebody has to elevate their play and become that key individual that other teams have to account for.
Well, there's big chunks of yardage given up by that defense on Saturday night against Georgia Tech, but luckily for Carolina fans, it turned out as a positive. Carolina ended up on the positive end of the score, and just an exciting night in Kenan Stadium. And I wish they could all be night games.
to have as many as they've had this year has been fun to cover. I'm sure it's been fun for everybody to watch.
Yeah. Greg, I know that you cover Carolina all the time, and we will always look to see what you're writing, and our listeners can hear from you every now and then on the radio as well. We appreciate your being with us today.
All right, thanks for having me on, Ron.
That is Greg Barnes, Inside Carolina. Always fun to hear what he says about Carolina. It's 8:25 at WCHL. One quick note, Carolina Panthers were dominated yesterday. Green Bay defeated the Panthers 38-17. Somehow the Panthers are still in first place. Carolina is 3-3-1. They technically didn't lose any ground in the NFC South on Sunday since New Orleans and Atlanta both lost. New Orleans is 2-4 now, Atlanta 2-5. Panthers 500 record remains the class of the NFL's worst division at this point. So Panthers lost yesterday, but it didn't really hurt them any in their division race. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Believe it or not, Carolina can still win the ACC Coastal Division. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels' thrilling 48-43 victory over Georgia Tech Saturday night not only snapped a four-game losing streak this season, as well as five straight losses to the Yellow Jackets, it somehow leaves them still in the running to win the Coastal Division and play in the ACC Championship game in Charlotte. Duke's win over Virginia earlier in the day created a strange set of circumstances in which Carolina can win its last five games and finish with a 6-2 ACC record. That would result in any number of three-way ties atop the Coastal, and such circumstances would leave UNC winning any of those tiebreakers. A long shot for sure for a team that continues to leak like a sieve on defense, exactly matching its nationally next-to-worst average of 43 points allowed per game. But its offense is cranking up behind quarterback Marquise Williams to the point where it is not inconceivable that the Heels could just outscore everyone else they play over the next 5 weeks, at Virginia, Miami, and Duke, and at home against Pitt and NC State. Not one of those teams has the offensive firepower of East Carolina, Clemson, Notre Dame, or Georgia Tech, so the Carolina defense might even get a little healthier in the process, too. You definitely have to hand it to a team that could have quit after giving up 70, 50, 34, and 50 points in the last four losses, and facing another fourth-quarter meltdown against the Jackets, who scored too quickly when taking a 43-42 lead with 3 minutes left in the game. That gave the record-breaking Williams enough time to march the team 75 yards in 3 minutes and, aided by a roughing the passer penalty, assure the victory on a 2-yard burst by T.J. Logan. A Kenan Stadium record of 1,190 total yards were churned up by both teams, with long touchdown plays of 75, 68, 46, and 36 yards. It wasn't a full house because of fall break, but those there kept pushing the Tar Heels down the field toward victory with 11 seconds left. Definitely among the greatest shows ever seen in the Old Lady in the Pines. And the Heels got the W they sorely needed. Now at least they have a shot at six wins and another bowl bid, and also keep hope alive that they could win out, win all the tiebreakers, and wind up playing Florida State and Charlotte for the ACC Championship. Now wouldn't that be something? This is Archansky. See ya.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is turning pink in honor of cancer awareness. For every Subaru we sell this month, we'll make a contribution to UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. During our Turn Performance Subaru Pink event, you can lease a new 2015 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.0i for $193 per month. Wow! Outstanding value throughout your Performance Subaru experience. That's the Performance Subaru promise.
Stock number D4605, model ELB01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $34.99 down. Payment includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Based on MSRP of $205.32 and selling price of $19,601. Finance available with approved credit. $0 security deposit. Picture for illustrative purposes only. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 October 2014.
Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
My experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Do you own appreciated stock that you'd like to sell, but you're concerned about the tax hit? Consider donating appreciated stock from your investment portfolio to charity instead of a cash gift. If you're charitably inclined, donating appreciated stock can offer substantial tax benefits. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Get ready to try something new, or maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Just sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from real estate licensing to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials. And you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education and get ready to do great things.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off, $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL, good morning. It is 8:30. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, partly sunny, high today in the upper 60s. We're starting out a little chilly, 42 right now. Tonight, we're looking at a low around 48 with a slight chance of rain. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of the low 70s. Really nice fall weather all week long.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Out of isolation in Dallas, dozens of workers who could have come into contact with a now-deceased Ebola patient in Texas. Here's correspondent Steve Futterman.
When the clock struck midnight, the 21-day ordeal was over for several dozen people on the quarantine list. This includes the fiancé and son of Thomas Duncan, the Liberian man who died here of Ebola 12 days ago. Even though the quarantine has ended, many fear they will face a stigma. Duncan's fiancé may already be facing that. She is having difficulty finding a new apartment.
Federal guidelines for health care workers are changing. Those treating Ebola patients will have to wear protective clothing that leaves no skin showing. Success in Spain. A nursing assistant infected with Ebola is now clear of the virus. Reporter Guy Hedgecombe with more from Madrid.
Started treating her with the antibodies of someone who had actually overcome the disease. And that was seen as being relatively successful.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 43 degrees in Chapel Hill, and a cool day on the way. Look for a high today of about 68 degrees. I'm Ron Stutz. The Chapel Hill Police Department says a local businesswoman was able to thwart a potential phone scam last week, but others haven't been so lucky. And the phone calls just keep on coming. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on the latest scam.
Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Brian Walker says local businesses have been the target of a recent phone scam.
Business is receiving a telephone call from someone that purports to be from Duke Energy. The way the scam works, the person calls the business and tells whoever answers the phone that they're late on payments and that unless they immediately make a payment, the power will be turned off.
The scammers threaten to cut off electricity within the hour and demand the victims purchase a prepaid money card to transfer payment. Walker says this makes the transaction hard to track once the victim realizes it's a scam. The high-pressure tactics have proven successful, and they've cost some victims hundreds of dollars. In at least one case, the scammers accepted a fraudulent payment, then turned around and asked for more.
Once the person paid $400, they were immediately told, well, we didn't tell you about these other fees. You owe us another $300. So if they get one amount of money out of you, they may try to get more immediately.
Recently, a business owner on Elliott Road got one of these calls. She listened to the scammer's pitch, but hung up and called Duke Energy for confirmation. Walker says if you have doubts, it's important to hang up and call the utility directly to make sure you're talking to a real Duke Energy representative.
The scammers have gotten to the point where they're a little more sophisticated, and they may actually say, if you ask, may I call you back, they may say, absolutely, here's the number, and give you a number that allows them to be ready for your call.
According to Duke Energy's website, customers who are behind on payment will receive multiple notices of delinquency over the course of several weeks, never just a single phone call. The power company has set up a webpage describing some of the recent phone scams and offering tips to thwart them. If you received any suspicious phone calls, you should alert local law enforcement and Duke Energy. You can find out more on this at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A very important public hearing coming up tonight. The Chapel Hill Town Council wants your input on a plan to incentivize affordable housing in the Ephesus Fordham Development District. At tonight's public hearing, the council will take public comment on the rezoning of four parcels of land south of Elliott Road. When council members rezoned the larger Ephesus Fordham District last year, they voted to set aside this land while town staffers crafted a plan to encourage developers to build affordable housing. Under the new zoning proposal, buildings of up to two stories would be automatically allowed, but developers could go as high as five stories if 10% of the housing in the project was designated affordable. There's been a lot of controversy about the Ephesus Fordham plan. The council will also offer preliminary feedback on a plan to build a four-story hotel with underground parking on West Rosemary Street, downtown between Church Street and Pritchard Avenue. That meeting tonight, a public hearing, begins at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Chapel Hill Town Hall. And plans for the Southern Branch Library in Carrboro are moving right along with the projected opening in early 2017. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We're really tremendously excited about this.
That's Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle speaking on behalf of her town government about seeing a timeline for the planned Southern Branch Library location. Lavelle and members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen met with the Orange County Board of Commissioners Thursday for a joint meeting in Chapel Hill, which began with a discussion of the project. Back in May, the Board of County Commissioners authorized staff to negotiate with Chapel Hill developer Main Street Partners about the Southern Branch Library to be located next to the 300 Main Street project in Carrboro. Now the board will consider a letter of intent agreement with the developer regarding the property on Tuesday. The non-binding agreement sets the groundwork for a contract negotiation. If that goes on schedule, the project moves into the pre-development phase with the town of Carrboro. That's projected to take 8 months. Jeff Thompson, director of asset management services for Orange County, told Carrboro town leaders on Thursday that if that works out,
we will move into actual construction document preparation. And as you can see on your timeline, an opening targeted for April of 2017.
The process moving forward includes closing two current locations at McDougal Middle School and the Cybrary at Century Center and transferring operations, services, and staff. According to the projected timeline, the guaranteed maximum price is set to be agreed upon in November of 2016. Over the past decade, the county and the town of Carrboro have worked together to provide library services to Carrboro residents, with Orange footing most of the bill. On Thursday, Commissioner Earl McKee thanked the town of Carrboro for its annual contributions valued at $30,000.
What doesn't get mentioned very often is that Carrboro contributes a significant amount of money and also non-monetary contributions toward the Cybrary and the current McDougal Library, and it's appreciated, and I would hope that we could continue to collaborate in this fashion.
The Board of Commissioners will take up the matter at its Tuesday meeting at 7 p.m. at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, the Sagajaja Fund will host a Beach Shack Boil fundraiser November 8th from 6:30 until 10 p.m. at the American Legion Post on Legion Road in Chapel Hill. This event will have a traditional low country boil of shrimp, sausage, corn, potatoes, and spices, as well as cornbread, beer, wine, sweet tea, and dessert. A silent auction will be held for gift certificates to local businesses and restaurants. Tickets are $40 a person or $75 per couple and can be purchased at Sagajaja Fund.org, SKJAJAFund.org. Sagajaja relies on the support of our local community to grant opportunities like attending summer camps and enrolling in art programs to local students. It's sort of like paying it forward. You can get more on this story. You can get that website address and a lot more. All of our other news around town stories as well on our website, chapelboro.com. 8:38 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz on your radio this morning. Hope you're off to a good start. Listen, Susan Boyle is coming to Deepak for a one-night-only concert. A two-time Grammy nominee with over 22 million albums sold, Susan Boyle has graced the world with her iconic vocal abilities. You can experience this world-renowned singing sensation next Wednesday, October 29th. That is a week from Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at Deepak. It will surely be music to your ears. Limited tickets are still available on Ticketmaster and at DeepakNC.com. But we have a VIP prize package to give away, complete with four tickets and a $60 gift card for dinner to 604 West in Durham. The finalists will be picked on Monday morning, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoon, with the grand prize winner being drawn from the three finalists on Thursday afternoon. That's what we're doing this week. And again, we're going to pick a finalist or pick a qualifier to be a finalist today, qualifier to win this morning. All you got to do is be caller number three. Caller number three, 919-929-WCHL, and you can be our Monday morning qualifier. All right? 919-929-WCHL. You want to go see Susan Boyle in concert? Be caller number three right now.
Worthless, declared the composer's friend. Impossible to play. But Tchaikovsky refused to change a note of what became history's most romantic and popular piano concerto. North Carolina Symphony and pianist Dee Wu perform Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Tickets start at only $18. Call 919-733-2750 or order yours at Ticketmaster.com. This Thursday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and this Friday and Saturday at Raleigh's Mamandi Concert Hall, Tchaikovsky's first concerto with your North Carolina Symphony.
Why is it called fall? Because after raking leaves, cheering on the team, and dragging sweaters out of storage, you're ready to fall. Which is why Crown Honda South Point is making it simple to save on a 2014 Accord Coupe CVT LXS for just $199 per month. Rake in the savings at Crown Honda South Point, the only dealer with extended service hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekdays and open weekends too. If you're off, we're open. Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for complete lease details. Expires 10/31/14.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we know that nothing restores one's sanity quite like getting out on the water. That's why we're thrilled to announce the arrival of 2015 Hobie Kayaks. We're one of the first retailers in the country to receive these new Hobie models, complete with patented Mirage Drive for the perfect combination of maneuverability, stability, and speed. Stop by our Eastgate location today and discover these adventure-ready Hobie models, or find out more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 8:43 at WCHL. Congratulations, John Paul McClellan of Chapel Hill called in and got qualified to win those tickets to see Susan Boyle at DPAC. Aaron will have an opportunity for you to call in and get qualified tomorrow afternoon, then again on Wednesday afternoon, and then on Thursday afternoon we'll have the drawing for the finalists for the winner of the tickets. Not only tickets to the concert, but also you can get a VIP prize package, including not just two tickets, but four tickets and a $60 gift card for dinner to 604 West in Durham. So it's certainly going to be a good night out for somebody. Could be John Paul McClellan. It's 8:44 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is David Schwartz. A local realtor writes yet another editorial calling on us to make it easier for new real estate projects to get approved. A young town council member returns from a trip sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and encourages us to build more meeting spaces. The town manager recommends that the taxpayers subsidize road construction for a large new apartment building on Elliott Road. A local real estate developer asserts that adding 1,000 new residents to the town's population at Obie Creek will not cause our taxes to increase, when it almost certainly will. What's happening here? Well, here's one way to think about it. The distinguished NYU sociologist Harvey Mullich long ago introduced the idea that in America, local political power often rests with those who profit from intensifying land uses, including large property owners, developers, realtors, mortgage lenders, and so on. The most typical way of intensifying land use is through growth, and this growth usually takes the form of constantly increasing population in a given area. Sociologists therefore refer to the local commercial and political actors who promote growth as a growth coalition, and to the local governmental activities that facilitate and encourage growth, such as rezoning for higher density or building new road and sewer infrastructure, as a growth machine. The Growth Coalition employs a well-crafted set of rationales to justify their actions to the general public. They'll typically claim that growth brings community benefits, such as higher tax revenues, increased employment and shopping opportunities, or affordable housing. And sometimes these benefits do materialize. Often, they do not. But growth usually does lower the quality of life for existing residents by increasing congestion, degrading the local environment, and causing taxes to increase. Because growth produces these undesirable effects, the natural adversaries of the growth machine are neighborhood residents who seek to preserve the quality of life they currently enjoy, environmentalists who seek to protect the ecological health and scenic beauty of the local landscape, and social justice advocates who object to policies that take from the many to benefit the few. The Growth Coalition, which is well-organized and well-funded, is usually able to overcome efforts to slow growth or to redirect it in more beneficial ways, but not always. Sometimes those who advocate stability manage to prevail, at least for a while. In fact, progressive university towns such as Santa Cruz, Madison, and Ann Arbor are among the communities that have been most successful at obtaining community benefits in exchange for allowing growth, such as affordable housing, parks, and support for schools. Chapel Hill used to be one of them, which is why our town still remains such a nice place to live and visit. But all that now feels at risk. The local growth machine is on full throttle, and our elected officials, instead of balancing the broader community's wishes against those of the Growth Coalition, seem to have embraced the pro-growth agenda and to have lowered their standards for what kind of community benefits we should expect new development to deliver. But help is on the way. The neighborhoods of Chapel Hill, who previously worked in isolation from one another, are uniting and are mobilizing to protect the quality of life that we all cherish. Will they succeed before it's too late? Stay tuned. This is David Schwartz.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We had one of our WCHL Road Warriors call in with heavy delays eastbound Stagecoach Road between 751 and Farrington. So allow a few extra minutes if that's your route this morning.
That's right out there close to South Point.
It is.
Yeah.
40 eastbound, speaking of South Point, expect some delays from before 751 all the way through Fayetteville Road. Use caution, we do have a little bit of patchy fog remaining out there. North and southbound Durham freeways, crowded with slowdowns just through the downtown Durham area. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 6783-63 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you're doing it safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Appreciate everything this morning. Nikki Morse has been crazy back there today with so much stuff going on.
Just today.
So, just today?
Just today, crazy.
I thought that was just a generic statement we could throw out there. like a blanket, you know?
Hey, whatever works.
It fits.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right, that is a look at your morning traffic, and it's brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring, you've been thinking about popping the question, now might be the time to go talk to Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's is always there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Four Corners. It is 43 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the upper 60s. Boy, it's a little nippy out there today. Partly cloudy this evening. Our low tonight down in the upper 40s, not quite as cool as this morning. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs of the low 70s. Looking ahead a little bit, Tuesday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers with a low around 45. And then on a Wednesday, partly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 60s. Definitely fall weather pretty much all week long. Four Corners is the home of the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can join the lunch club, and your sixth lunch is free at Four Corners downtown on East Franklin Street.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is turning pink in honor of cancer awareness. For every Subaru we sell this month, we'll make a contribution to UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. During our Turn Performance Subaru Pink event, you can lease a new 2015 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.0i for $193 per month. Wow! Outstanding value throughout your Performance Subaru experience. That's the Performance Subaru promise.
Stock number D46-05, model ELB-01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $34.99 down. Payment includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Based on MSRP of $205.32 and selling price of $19,601. Finance available with approved credit. $0 security deposit. Picture for illustrative purposes only. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 October 2014.
Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
My experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think we only like a pizza?
Sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest? Continental Tire is sending two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you in the game with their award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
We're a little over halfway through our biggest contest of the year. It's a Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and Chapelboro are going to take you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through the 28th. The winner will get great seats to the three UNC games and four nights on Paradise Island. I'm going to be taking an entry now for our fourth weekly finalist, the Morning News. Be caller number 5 right now at 919-929-WCHL. And you're going to be entered to be one of our fourth weekly finalists. The finalists will get an invitation to our drawing party at R&R Grill. That is coming up on November 10th. Once again, caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
Barrington Bank customers will continue to see familiar faces, along with some new ones, along with more products and services. At Bank of North Carolina, we are operating from a position of strength and stability. We work with individuals, businesses, and professional clients. We invite you to visit us at our Chapel Hill locations or at any of our other banking offices throughout the Carolinas. If your bank is not delivering more than you expect, we need to talk. Member FDIC.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
All right, everybody. Thank you for calling. I could not get all the phone calls, but we do have our qualifier. It is Ann Justice of Chapel Hill. She is going to be entered into that drawing that we will have on Thursday morning to get this week's qualifier on the air here. Listen this afternoon with Aaron Keck on WCHL, and for heaven's sake, go to our website and get a list of all the sponsor locations where you can go and register. Our website, of course, chapelboro.com. Let me give you just a few of the locations where you can go and sign up. R&R Grill, Terra Nova Global Properties, Jersey Mike's, Elliott Road and Chapel Hill North, Twig, The Root Cellar, Home Watch Caregivers, and Venable Rotisserie Bistro. Those are just a few of the 30 different locations we have. So go get registered, and you could be our next qualifier. You could be our winner of the whole grand prize to go see the Tar Heels play in the Bahamas. Again, congratulations, Ann Justice, and thank you for all the phone calls.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deborah Brooks is today's WCHL hometown hero, and Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich is with us on the line now. And Penny, why is Deborah so deserving of such special recognition?
Well, Ron, Deborah's been with the Register of Deeds office for 38 years, which is quite amazing, and I know it's something you can relate to, Ron. Waking up and going to the same place for 38 years in a row. Yeah. Amazing, amazing.
Sometimes it's tough to do that. But she has been the Register of Deeds, the boss there, a little while as well, and now she's about to step down, but she certainly has done well in that job.
You know, Ron, she has. She's been the Register of Deeds for the past 4 years. Prior to that, she was the Assistant Register of Deeds, and she did that job for about 12 years, Ron, but Deborah's done every job. She started out as Deputy Number 1, as they call it. She moved to Deputy 2, and then, of course, Deputy Register of Deeds Number 3, and then she moved into that assistant position. She has filled every office in that office, in the Register of Deeds office, for 38 years. Just a wonderful, wonderful woman, a wonderful staff person, a wonderful leader. And not only is she a hometown hero, Ron, she is a homegrown hero. Born and raised in Orange County, gone through the Orange County schools. And she never left. She stayed here and dedicated her service to Orange County.
Well, certainly Mark Chilton about to take over as Register of Deeds in Orange County, but Deborah Brooks has presided over what I would call a tumultuous time there with all the different issues, particularly the gay marriage issue. And we certainly want to thank her for all her community service for all these years and making sure that things are done right in Orange County.
She has, and not only going into the times now, she's helped move that office twice. So she's not been home in the same place for 38 years. She has had three different offices, and I encourage anyone to go over to the Register of Deeds office. There's just such wonderful historical records there, and that is really the main job of the Register of Deeds, is to watch over those records and make sure they're maintained in accordance with the state law. So I know that that registered deeds is a little bit tumultuous this past couple of weeks, but I also know that Deborah's heart was in the right place and her pen was sharpened and she was ready to go.
She really was. Hats off to Deborah Brooks. For 38 years in the Orange County Register of Deeds office, she is today's WCHL hometown hero. And thank you to Penny Rich.
Okay, Ron, have a great day.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 8:58 at WCHL. One more opportunity for you to win something this morning. If you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, what is the word? How do you spell it? What's the definition? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off, $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations to Carla Schuford, who called in with the word of the day. It is fruition. F-R-U-I-T-I-O-N. It means something coming to pass or something happening. Reward or fruit of your labor, so to speak. She gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's going to be cold today, cold this morning. High today, about 68 degrees, 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
21 days have passed since dozens of people had contact with Thomas Duncan, the Liberian Ebola victim who died in Dallas, and now most are clear to go about their business.
Of the original 48 contacts, 43 of those contacts have effectively rolled off and are Ebola-free.
And County Judge Clay Jenkins, speaking a short time ago, indicated the other five could be out of quarantine in a few days. But the public's fear of the virus is still evident. A minister says members of Duncan's family have had a hard time finding new living quarters. CBS's Anna Werner tells us about new government recommendations to protect medical personnel from getting the disease.
The CDC is saying that they are going to recommend that healthcare workers wear protective cover that leaves no skin exposed whatsoever. Previous guidelines did not really make that clear.
Overseas, American warplanes have airdropped weapons and other supplies to Kurds fighting ISIS terrorists in northern Syria. CBS's Holly Williams tells us American war veteran Jeremy Woodward was so incensed by the ISIS reign of terror that he went to Syria to fight with the Kurds.
He said he's already seen some intense battles, including one that lasted for 24 hours in which he lost nearly everything he took with him, including nearly all of his clothes. He said he'd suffered a minor shrapnel injury, but apart from that, was in good health.
Here at home, businesses are hiring, but they're holding the line on pay. CBS News correspondent Heather Bond.
Less than a quarter of U.S. businesses raised wages and salaries from the start of July through September. The National Association for Business Economics says that's less than the previous quarter, even though businesses are hiring at a brisk pace. Why? Well, with millions of Americans still out of work, companies may not feel pressured to raise pay. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
At IBM, it's goodbye, Mr. Chips. But Big Blue isn't just selling its semiconductor business, it's giving it away, paying another company $1.5 billion for the favor. CNET's Stephen Shanklin says there are easier ways to make money.
This is a hard business to be in. Each new generation of microprocessors is more and more expensive to make. The equipment to make them is more and more expensive to purchase.
With just 15 days to go before elections that could tip the balance of power in Congress, political campaigns are spending money like there's no tomorrow. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
House Democrats are throwing money and manpower at their attempt to end or at least reduce the Republican majority. It now stands at 233 House seats to the Democrats' 199. This, as polls suggest, the Democrats also face a battle to hold on to the Senate. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee says it raised almost